And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to the Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing out there? Welcome to the call. It is game day, and we are here for your game day preview. It is still Steelers hate week. I'm all choked up about it, guys. I can't talk anymore. It's Ravens Steelers. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. That's right. Joining me as always, Josh. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Merry Christmas. How was it for you?
I had a great Christmas, you know. Even though the Ravens are a little down and out, I still got some purple gifts, some Raven gifts, and I gave out some Raven gifts of my own, making sure my God kids are stocked up. I got them each a Flacco jersey, so, I mean, they're ready to go. We're ready for some Ravens football. It's Steelers hate week. It's Ravens Steelers round two, and like you said on the Purple Friday preview, you don't really think the Ravens have a chance against the Steelers this week. But is there anything these guys can do to at least keep it close?
Yeah, let's all throw like five guys and put them on Antonio Brown. that's the only way, or you're going to have to take him out of game, you know, pretty much. And when I mean take him out of game, I don't mean injury-wise. I mean, pretty much eliminate him from the game plan, because Antonio Brown's going to be the focal point. J.J. Williams is still a formidable running back for him, and we know what Big Ben can do. If we make him scramble and keep plays going and extend the plays, we already know. I hate it when he scrambles, because you know something stupid's coming on that end. So, I really can't wait to see what our game plan is as far as attacking them with the personnel we do have, because it's a whole different set of circumstances back from week four when we had Steve Smith and Flacco and pretty much Forsett and everybody else under the sun. And now it's pretty much our second string and plugging in third stringers to the Steelers first team. So it's way different circumstances. Steelers are 9-5. We were 0-3 at that point, and we got our first win. So, and it was great. What better way to, get our first win of the season, but then get our last win at home against these guys and really put the storybook on that to a close. And, it's going to have to be – it's going to be our defense stopping their offense, because and our offense have to put up points against that. We really need everybody performing to their best of their ability, man. But the game plan is simple. You eliminate Antonio Brown and what he can do and make the Steelers players beat you with Marcus Wheaton, with Darius Heyward-Bey, with D'Angelo Williams, who they have, because Le'Veon Bell's out for the year, we know, and make them beat you. But their defense is going to be swarming. I really pray for Jimmy Clausen if he's going to be starting quarterback for us today. But I'm definitely up and at him. Game day, got my game day gear on. It's been warm this week, which is crazy. I can't wait to get after it. I really can't wait to see everybody on the tailgate lot. We're definitely on our way. Got the burgers and dogs going on the grill today. Really can't wait, man. I really can't wait.
That's right. This game, what I really want to see is, again, I want to see rookies shine. I want them to show us why they should stay on this team. But there's two guys really that I got my spotlight on that I want to see have a redemption game is Buck Allen and Timmy Jernigan. They both made really big mistakes last game. Of course, Buck Allen had that fumble two games in a row. I want him to show that he can at least hold on to the ball. I want him to show that he's somebody you can count on in tough situations. And Timmy Jernigan made a bad call and had a late hit on the Chiefs quarterback. I want him to show that he's kind of learning from those mistakes and that he can keep his composure when things aren't going well. So those are two guys that I'm looking out for, and I want to see big games from them today.
I definitely want to see big games all around. I mean, it's going to have to happen to really put a winning effort here, because, I mean, you might joke when I say we have no chance in hell, and I know it draws a laugh, and it's really true on my behalf, but the Steelers, they could beat them. I mean, the Steelers can beat the Ravens in easy fashion, or the Ravens can really make a game of it, and if it's any, and I tell you this right now, I mean, and it was a 7-point game against the Chiefs at halftime, but if the Ravens make this anywhere close, and if it's in the third quarter, the Ravens have a shot. But here it is, the big playability for the Steelers, because they can pretty much go right down the field and in 1, 2, 3 plays and get it. I mean, they let Antonio Brown get loose, it's over, because he's going to catch the ball and make plays. And if he tears up our defense, the dude's going to have 200 yards receiving and 1 or 2 touchdowns, it's over. I mean, if Antonio Brown has 100 yards by halftime, Steelers are going to win this game hands down. I hate to say it, but it's going to happen, because we just can't stop him. Antonio Brown is the focal point of the game plan. Easy.
All right, well, It's going to be an interesting one, guys. I think we're in new territory as Raven fans and into this rivalry. We'll see what happens. We've seen the Steelers, you know, of course they were a little bit healthier than the Ravens, but we've seen them with third string quarterbacks, second string quarterbacks, but they also had less than 19 guys on injury reserve. So we'll see what happens. This is a storied rivalry in the NFL. It's one of the key matchups usually each week when they're up against each other. But we're in new grounds, guys. This is a new chapter in that rivalry, and we'll see what happens. So, Josh, did we cover everything for this game day preview?
Game day preview, we did. I'm putting my score out there. Here's the final score.
Oh, God. I'm ready scared. For it, man? I'm really scared.
Why should you be scared?
I don't want it to be like 50-6 or something, you know?
No, it's not going to be that because here's my prediction. I believe the final score is going to be all right. It's going to be 27-24. Actually, no. Scratch that. 27-24. Yeah, no. Keep it. I'm going balls out. 27-24. I think the Ravens win this one, man. I'm gonna put all the chips. I mean, why not? Why not? It's not like I'm putting the house money out there. I'm playing with the house money. Yeah. If I'm putting my paycheck, if I'm putting a truckload of money, I'm betting Steelers all day long. Steelers are going to win this game. For the record, they're going to win this game. But for my pick'em and just for the sake of it, just to see if we can pull it out, the score don't even matter. I'm just saying Ravens win at this point. I don't even care what the score is. I think the Ravens are going to probably long shot for the upset, but hey, I'm going to have fun with this one. It's Christmas weekend. I'm feeling frisky. Ravens, let's pull it out, shall we? Why
you're,
not?
You're the guy that goes to Pimlico and just goes for the long shots, the 40-1 odds, and like puts $5 down, hoping something will happen, aren't you?
That's usually what I do at anything. I just bet like let's just hope something happens or because I hate horse racing, so I'll pick my favorite number and hope fans like dead last, and then it'll be stupid like number like 12. I'm like, what number stupid 12? Like I'll pick like 3 or 2 or 5. And then it'll be like number like 14. I'm like, oh my God, like really? Or some stupid. So yeah. So no. Let's just say for the record, Steelers are going to beat us in big time fashion, but I'm picking the Ravens for a crazy win. I don't know how they're going to get it done, but if we come back for the season finale podcast here and the Ravens somehow pull this off, I just say I told you so, and if not, I'd just be like, yeah, I knew it was going to happen.
All right. Well,
the Steelers are
going to
win.
I'm going with the Steelers winning, and I hate to say it.
Me too. I hate to say it. I'm siding with you, man. What's your score?
I'm thinking it's going to be like, gosh, I think the Ravens are going to have 9 points maybe. It'll probably be like 35-9, 34-9.
That's a good score
because
I can see that happening. Like I said, it's going to be Seahawks game. Seahawks won 35-6. I don't see any reason why it could be the same, but hey, we'll see, man.
Yeah, luckily the Ravens defense, you know, they're going to give Big Ben a little run for his money, but it's gonna be a rough one. If the defense holds up their end of the bargain, it'll be a rough one. But they'll prove that they're a hot commodity again. But I think it's going to be bad, guys. I'm sorry. So, go ahead.
Here's what I'm going to do. I don't know if you saw the video, but I'm sure you've seen the Steve Harvey video this week, right?
Yeah, poor guy.
How horrible is that? So I'm going to pull the whole, oh, the Steelers won. Oh, wait, the Ravens did. Oh, no. I don't even know, man. But
I've made a horrible
been everywhere.
Mistake.
It's been everywhere this week. Poor Steve Harvey. That's just tragic.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, we'll end on this, but that dude, I mean, you feel for the guy because he at least he owned it, though, and said that I made a horrible mistake.
Yeah, not just ran backstage and just that was all she wrote and sent somebody out. You know? Like, he actually came out and was like, I apologize. Oh, that was just crazy. And you knew all the memes were coming because there was one out this week that said, Happy Friday. Oh, wait, it's Monday. And it has Steve Harvey's face. And then there was one that said, the winners at NFC East are the Cowboys. Oh, wait, you know, so it's kind of. And then there was one that was my favorite, and I'll definitely post this on the Calls website. But did you see the one where it had the picture of Colombia with the crown and then Philippines? And it had it had an NFL official, and it said, after further review. That's my favorite one. Because how many times has the Sting and Rest screwed us this year?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Anybody for that matter. So, yeah, so we feel you, Steve. We feel you.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the game day preview this week. If you want to continue the conversation, you can tweet to Josh or I. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash and Josh. Where can people tweet to you at?
Tweet to me always at ItalianGQ52.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Good stuff. If you guys want to check out BrandoCash.com, please go there for all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. We're on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/BrandoCash and Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Make sure you share the show on social media. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I'm about to watch the Ravens Steelers, and I'm listening to The Call to get ready, and you should listen too. So that is pretty much it for the game day preview. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much. Healer Heat Week game day. I'm getting sick and tired of seeing these yellow towels, and please, I hope they don't show up. Bumble way down to check out the scenery. Guys, it's here. I hope everybody shows up for Ravens game day. We got to come out in droves, man. We got to support this team. We might be down now, but we're playing the Steelers. We got to show that we mean business, man. We can do it. And just I really hope everybody had a great Christmas, and we're definitely going to enjoy Christmas weekend as it meant to be, Ravens Steelers style in M&T Bank Stadium. I wish it was under the lights for Sunday football. Definitely saddened to see that the way the season's going, it's not that way. But we're definitely going to still show them that we mean business no matter what time of day it is. We keen to play. We're going to bring our best Ravens effort forward. Please, everybody, bring up your A game. Fire up the grills for tailgating because we're about to march in for one last ride at the home games here at 2015. With that being said, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high today.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.